Good morning. It's December 12th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This report covers Procore Technologies' leadership changes and recent financial performance. Investing.com South Africa highlights that Procore has appointed Ronald Hovsepian to its board of directors following the resignation of Brian Feinstein, a move that reflects ongoing governance adjustments within the company. Notably, Feinstein's departure was not due to any disagreements regarding company operations, which is often a concern in such transitions. Hovsepian's role will extend until the company's annual meeting in 2028, and he has also joined both the compensation and nominating committees. His qualifications as an independent director align with New York Stock Exchange standards, ensuring a level of oversight that investors typically value. In terms of compensation, Hovsepian will earn an annual cash retainer for his board service, along with additional payments for his committee roles, which further underscores Procore's commitment to attracting high-caliber leadership. Moreover, he has been granted restricted stock units that will vest over the next few years, aligning his interests with those of shareholders. On the financial front, Procore recently reported impressive third-quarter results, showing a revenue increase of 14.5% year-over-year, which surpassed analyst expectations. This solid performance prompted analysts from firms like Stifel and Goldman Sachs to raise their price targets significantly, reflecting enhanced confidence in the company's growth prospects despite challenges in the construction sector. Procore's new chief executive officer, Ajay Gopal, has been actively communicating his strategic vision focused on revenue growth and margin improvements. Analysts have responded positively to his plans, indicating a strong belief in the company's enduring growth potential. Overall, these developments suggest a favorable outlook for Procore as it navigates both leadership changes and market dynamics.
This commentary focuses on recent developments regarding Lemonade, Inc., including stock sales by its chief operating officer and the company's financial performance. Data shared by Investing.com indicates that Adina Eckstein sold nearly 8,000 shares of Lemonade for over $642,000, executing this transaction under a pre-established trading plan. Following the sale, she retains ownership of over 196,000 shares. In terms of financial performance, Lemonade reported its third-quarter earnings for 2025, showing notable improvements. The company achieved an earnings per share loss of 51 cents, which was better than analysts had predicted. Revenue also surpassed expectations, coming in at $195 million, against a forecast of $184.9 million. In response to these results, Citizens raised its price target for Lemonade to $80 from $60, while maintaining a market outperform rating based on the strong performance. On the other hand, Keefe, Briette, and Woods slightly increased their price target to $40 from $35, but retained an underperform rating, pointing to mixed sentiments among analysts despite the company's solid financial outcomes. These developments illustrate the complex landscape surrounding Lemonade as it navigates investor expectations and market conditions.
This report covers the recent stock performance of Lemonade, Inc. Stocks to Trade's latest research indicates that Lemonade shares have risen by 6.42%, driven by optimistic growth forecasts and favorable investor sentiment. The company has seen significant fluctuations in its stock price, moving between $69.32 and $84.52 in a short span. This volatility suggests heightened investor interest, stemming from revised market assessments. Analysts are expressing confidence in Lemonade's long-term sustainability, particularly highlighting the company's strategic approach. However, there are concerns regarding profitability, with some analysts, including those from Morgan Stanley, issuing more cautious estimates. Recent financial results show that while Lemonade's revenues have surpassed $500 million, reflecting over 40% growth, they are still facing challenges with profit margins due to ongoing investments. Despite this, the company's strong leverage ratios offer a glimmer of hope for its financial maneuverability. analysts have raised their price targets, with some projecting an optimistic price of $80, suggesting a broad endorsement of Lemonade's future prospects. However, the mixed sentiments expressed by some analysts indicate potential volatility ahead. The firm is actively engaging with investors through virtual meetings, demonstrating its commitment to maintaining open lines of communication and adjusting to market trends. In the coming weeks, discussions led by Oppenheimer could significantly influence Lemonade's market position, moving beyond just product innovation to a more strategic focus. While the landscape is mixed, Lemonade's approach appears to be carefully planned, which could foster a positive reevaluation of its potential as it navigates through these challenges.
This report discusses the stock performance and strategic developments of Verisk Analytics in the cybersecurity insurance sector. In recent commentary, adhocnews.de noted that despite a well-timed expansion into this growing field, Verisk Analytics has experienced a notable decline in its stock price, losing about 19% since the beginning of the year. Interestingly, this downturn occurs alongside strong financial results. For the third quarter of 2025, Verisk reported earnings per share of $1.72, which exceeded expectations, and revenue increased by 5.9% year-over-year to reach $768.3 million. Management has also reaffirmed its earnings guidance for the full year, projecting between $6.80 and $7 per share. However, the market's reaction seems cautious, particularly regarding the timeline for profitability from its new technology integrations, such as the expanded partnership with KND. Investors appear to be waiting for clearer indications that Verisk can drive growth beyond current modest levels. The urgency of Verisk's strategic initiatives is highlighted by recent reports indicating a surge in ransomware attacks, with 742 incidents recorded in the last quarter alone. This backdrop could enhance the demand for Verisk's risk intelligence solutions, particularly as cybersecurity vulnerabilities remain a pressing concern for many businesses. Mixed signals from institutional investors add to the uncertainty surrounding the stock. Significant portfolio adjustments revealed that BNP Paribas drastically reduced its holdings, while AXA SA increased its stake. Moreover, the recent selling activity by executives may be contributing to the cautious sentiment among investors. Currently, the stock is trading around $216, with analysts suggesting a potential upside to approximately $282. However, firms like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan have recently lowered their price targets, indicating a more conservative outlook for the near term. As Verisk prepares to release its upcoming quarterly results, all eyes will be on whether the strong demand for cybersecurity solutions translates into faster revenue growth. This could be the catalyst that investors are hoping for to shift the current market sentiment.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional ownership and stock performance of Las Vegas Sands Corporation. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Mark Asset Management has reduced its stake in Las Vegas Sands by over 23%, selling 30,000 shares in the second quarter. This leaves them with 100,000 shares, valued at approximately $4.3 million. On the flip side, other institutional investors have been increasing their positions. For instance, MassMutual Private Wealth and Trust raised its stake by 37.5%, and several other firms, including Mizuho Securities and FNY Investment Advisors, have also entered or expanded their holdings in Las Vegas Sands recently. Looking at the stock's performance, it opened at $66.12 and has fluctuated significantly over the past year, with a low of $30.18 and a high of $70.45. The company reported impressive quarterly earnings, exceeding analysts' expectations with earnings per share of 78 cents and revenue of $3.3 billion, marking a 24.2% increase year over year. Additionally, Las Vegas Sands announced a quarterly dividend of 25 cents per share, translating to an annual yield of 1.5%. analysts remain cautiously optimistic, with a moderate buy rating and an average target price around $65.80. Notably, insider selling has also been prominent, with key executives selling significant amounts of stock recently. The overall sentiment around Las Vegas Sands seems mixed, as the stock navigates between solid earnings and fluctuations in institutional interest.
This report covers recent institutional investments and analyst ratings related to Fastenal Company. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that ICW Investment Advisors significantly increased its stake in Fastenal by nearly 99% during the second quarter, now holding over 71,000 shares valued at nearly $3 million. This investment now constitutes about 1.2% of their overall portfolio. Fastenal has attracted other institutional interest as well, with several firms like Riverview Trust Company and Private Wealth Management Group also increasing their positions. Notably, Riverview Trust doubled its holdings, while Private Wealth Management grew its stake by over 111%. Overall, institutional investors now own approximately 81% of Fastenal's stock. On the analyst front, opinions are mixed. Sanford C. Bernstein recently initiated coverage with an underperform rating and a target price of $38. Conversely, JP Morgan Chase raised their target from $41 to $46, maintaining a neutral stance. Other firms like Robert W. Baird have adjusted their target downward but still hold an outperform rating. Currently, analysts rate Fastenal stock as a hold, on average, with a consensus price target of $48. In terms of performance, Fastenal stock opened at $41.75, displaying a 12-month range with a low of $35.31 and a high of $50.63. The company has recently reported earnings that slightly missed expectations but showed a year-over-year revenue increase of over 11%. Additionally, Fastenal declared a quarterly dividend of 22 cents per share, reflecting an annual yield of about 2.1% with a dividend payout ratio of over 82%. The company's financial health appears robust, indicated by a current ratio of 4.26 and a low debt-to-equity ratio of 0.03. In summary, while Fastenal is experiencing significant institutional interest and maintaining a strong market position, analyst perspectives suggest caution, with varying price targets reflecting a tempered outlook. This report discusses West Pharmaceutical Services' upcoming participation in the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. Stock Titan recently noted that West Pharmaceutical Services, a leader in injectable drug solutions, will present at this key industry event in January 2026. The company, headquartered in Exton, Pennsylvania, is known for its high-quality products and services that support drug developers in delivering life-saving medications. With a significant footprint, West operates across 50 locations globally, including 25 manufacturing sites, and they produce over 41 billion components each year. During the conference, investors and industry professionals will have the opportunity to access a live webcast of West's presentation, which will also be available for replay for about 90 days afterward. This event is an important platform for the company to showcase its innovations and share insights on its financial performance, which was reported to be nearly $2.9 billion in net sales for the last fiscal year. As West continues to play a pivotal role in the pharmaceutical industry, their updates and presentations can provide valuable insights for investors and stakeholders alike.
This report discusses West Pharmaceutical Services' upcoming presentation at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. Insights from PR Newswire reveal that West Pharmaceutical Services, a prominent player in innovative solutions for injectable drug administration, is set to present on January 14, 2026, in San Francisco. The company is known for its high-quality injectable solutions and services, which support the safe delivery of medications. With a significant global presence, including over 10,000 employees and 25 manufacturing facilities, West plays a crucial role in the pharmaceutical supply chain, delivering more than 41 billion components and devices annually. In its last fiscal year, the company reported nearly $2.9 billion in net sales. Investors interested in the presentation can access the live webcast through the company's website, with a replay also available for about 90 days following the event. As a member of the Standard & Poor's 500 Index, West continues to be a key player in the healthcare sector.
This report discusses Snap-on Incorporated's recent stock activity and analyst ratings. MarketBeat recently noted that Say Investments Company has increased its stake in Snap-on by 3.4%, acquiring an additional 12,400 shares in the second quarter. This brings the total ownership to approximately 373,000 shares, valued at about $116 million. Other institutional investors have also been active, with Tobam and Emeritus Advisory Services both acquiring new stakes valued around $30,000, while Vermilion and White Wealth Management significantly boosted their holdings by nearly 98%. Analysts have been optimistic about Snap-on's performance, with several firms adjusting their price targets upward. For instance, Robert W. Baird raised its target from $355 to $365, maintaining a neutral rating. In contrast, Tigris Financial increased their target to $405, issuing a buy rating. Currently, Snap-on holds an average rating of moderate buy among analysts, with a consensus price target of $365. Looking at current trading, Snap-on shares opened at $351.47, reflecting a slight increase of 0.9%. The company has a market capitalization of $18.28 billion and recently reported earnings that exceeded expectations, with earnings per share of $4.71 against an estimate of $4.59. Their revenue for the quarter also surpassed expectations at $1.19 billion. Additionally, Snap-on has raised its quarterly dividend to $2.44 per share, up from $2.14. This suggests a commitment to returning value to shareholders, with a current dividend yield of 2.8%. In a notable insider transaction, Chief Executive Officer Nicholas T. Pinchuk sold over 22,000 shares recently, though he still retains a significant stake in the company. This level of insider activity can often signal confidence or caution among executives regarding the company's future prospects. Overall, Snap-on appears to be in a strong position, with significant institutional backing and positive analyst sentiment.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.